This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Tomorrow, there will be more than 75 breweries from around the country and locally are going to be here for the St. Louis Microfest, which is back for its 28th year. It gets started at 12 o'clock tomorrow for the VIPs, 1 o'clock for general admission. And we are joined now by Joe Miller, who's the executive director of Lifts for Life Gym, which is the gym that benefits from this event. And Joe, it's good to have you in studio. How are you?
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Are you ready?
We are ready. We're ready to host the community for a fantastic fundraiser for a great cause.
And you said you've been doing this now 13 years. This will be the 13th?
That's right. 13 years that I've been involved with this organization. This is a crucial fundraiser for our nonprofit, for our inner city youth. So I encourage everyone to come out and support it. You don't have to buy a ticket. You can come out and stroll the festival grounds and buy some food, listen to some great music. But there's so much going on that I could share with you.
Well, let's start with Lift for Life, because that is what the Microfest is benefiting. And as you mentioned, it's a gym that's been working with St. Louis inner city youth with alternatives, positive alternatives to drug abuse, violence, and gang involvement. And how long has Lift for Life been doing that?
Yeah, Lift for Life gym started in 1988. Mm. And right now we serve over 400 youth members annually, boys and girls, ages 8 to 18. Our center's in North St. Louis, and we provide free transportation, free meal every day at our gym, which is crucial, free fitness and weightlifting instruction, free mentoring, job tours, college tours, senior scholarships. But all the funds need to be raised from the community, you know, to support our inner city youth and programs to keep it operating daily and be a consistent, you know, force in the lives of our city youth.
So is that awesome. Where most of the funding comes from, just individual donors?
Yes, individual donors, the community, are our core special events. We don't receive United Way funding, government funding, so it's crucial that the community rallies around this cause and keeps it going so we can continue to make a positive impact in their life, like you said.
How successful has it been?
Very. I mean, you know, you look at it from two ways. You want a child to grow through your program and develop life skills, character, confidence, communication skills. That happens with the daily engagement. But beyond that, if members are excelling in the weightlifting area and they want to join our competitive powerlifting team or our competitive Olympic weightlifting team, they can do that. We'll raise the funds to send them to local, regional, and national competitions, and over 50 kids have become national weightlifting champions through our program.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it's such a great program, and obviously people who want to support it can support Lift for Life, and they can also do it with this event, which you said it's the 28th annual St. Louis Microfest, but it's at a new location this year.
Yeah, this is the second year we're down off of Shoto.
Okay.
We're on the Rhone Rum Bar, their festival grounds down there. That's 2107 Shoto. I want to make sure to mention that. And the Hamilton Hospitality Group is hosting this with us this year. They have great facilities. They have a great team there. And there's three different levels of tickets available for participation this year.
What are those three levels?
Yeah, you have the general admission, and that main festival ground with the main stage, you know, have access to over 50 breweries just out in that area alone. But it's not just breweries. We have distilleries. I mean, you can enjoy ciders, seltzers, meads, canned cocktails. There's so much to enjoy this year. So it's really a craft tasting festival now, not just a craft beer festival. But we're talking brands that are local, regional, and national, and they'll each bring 3 to 4 of their styles with them to sample. So you have so much to offer out there. Then you have the VIP ticket, the VIP experience. Session Taco has partnered with us to provide an unbelievable meal that's paired with rare and specialty beers over in the VIP area. So the general admission ticket's $50, the VIP ticket's $80, and you get that awesome meal with a dessert from Nothing Bundt Cakes. And you get those rare and specialty beers. There's entertainment over there as well. And then new this year is a brunch. We've added brews, brisket, and biscuits. And that is...
brisket and biscuits. Yeah, that's awesome.
That is a higher price point. That's a 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Inside of Hamilton Steakhouse. So you're seated. You get 4 courses. And it's all paired up with a specialty cocktail, and a nice coffee with liqueur option, a Bloody Mary option, all kinds of rare beers that are paired with the food that's in there. Bogart's is behind this one, providing just such a tasty meal there. So that's a new price point, and there's only 60 of those tickets available. I encourage people to consider that if you're looking to treat mom, your wife, grandma, come down for a great time. You don't have to stay for the entire festival. You can just join that brunch. So there's 3 different options there to support the cause.
STLMicroFest.org. That's STLMicroFest.org if you want to get tickets for this again tomorrow. And there's that the newer level you mentioned starts at 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
tomorrow, 10 to noon.
That's right.
Okay. And then from 12 to 4 is the rest of the festival. How has it changed in the 13 years that you've done this?
Yeah, it continues to evolve to just provide more opportunities to sample such great products that many of our local breweries and distilleries provide, but also in the regional and national scale. You know, I think there's a variety of things that are out there to enjoy now that people have never thought of. So come out of your safe zone and try something new. You may be turned on to something you may want to purchase, you know, out here in the market. So I encourage people to really seek out that VIP ticket. So there's some rare and specialty stuff in there that you can't find in this market.
For example, what is something that maybe we are not aware of that we might want to try?
Yeah, the breweries from around the nation that you just can't get here, basically. You know, and those are beers that they specifically chosen to pair with the food in there. And so you would really have to seek these out. So, you know, Craft Republic's a big distributor and a big sponsor of ours. They're bringing a lot of these great brands and products. And for that brunch, Abby, their certified Cicerone, she's going to narrate that and walk you through why these are such awesome beverages paired with such awesome food.
And a Cicerone is like a sommelier, but for beer,
you get,
right?
You get.
Yeah. I knew somebody that was one of those.
Cicerone. I think I've heard that, but I wouldn't have remembered that that's what it's called. It sounds vaguely familiar, but that's what it is, a Cicerone. Have you ever had mead? Like true mead?
Isn't mead warm?
Is it mead warm?
Okay. I've had warm mead.
It's thicker than beer, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Makes you feel like a Viking.
That's exactly why I had it. I felt like I was a Viking.
I feel like that would be, the old like Anglo-Saxons drinking mead. Anyway, I've never had mead, but you'll have everything from mead to canned seltzers.
Oh, everything.
Love that.
So many varieties, so many styles, so much to offer, so much to enjoy.
How have you guys done since the weird period that was COVID? Because all these events have to come back, right, and revitalize after COVID. How did you guys survive that?
Yeah, I think the local breweries and distilleries really rallied around our cause to help us get back on our feet and roll out the festival once again.
That's awesome.
I think major, major events and festivals are struggling right now because social media has made us so much more aware of so many things in our lives that you could take part of or take advantage of. So, you know, you could look at your social and you could see so many events going on this weekend. So you have to pick and choose. Do you want it to be for a great cause like this? Do you want it to be leisurely out in nature? Do you want it to be around the breweries and distilleries? You know, I think it's crucial that community supports community. That's why we can keep this alive, this event. It's not as large of a festival as it once was, but boy, do we have so much to offer still.
Oh, yeah. Well, and you could not have better weather than this weekend.
It's
like sunny degrees, mid-70s. It's perfect for an event like this. It really is picture perfect.
Yeah. At any time that it's not 90% humidity, it's going to be great. So, yeah, tomorrow is a perfect place for this at the Rhone Festival Grounds, 2107 Chodo Avenue. And to go back to Lift for Life, that gym, in the years that you have been there, obviously things change. What do you think you need most from the community now that maybe you didn't need so much 13 years ago?
I don't think it's that you didn't need so much. I think funding is challenging for all the nonprofits right now. You don't have as much funding. There's worry and concern over state funding, government funding, funding from individuals that may just be holding onto their money with the economy, and they're nervous about giving right now. That's understood, but you seek out programs that you truly believe in and you think are necessary, and keeping kids off the street and safe after school and away from crime, drugs, gangs, and violence is one of the main areas that I believe people should be supporting. It's supporting the youth and giving them a platform for success with this program and others.
Joe, if parents or, you know, think this might be good for their kid if they want to get involved with it. Yeah. What's the best way to do that?
Any youth between, you know, second grade and high school can join our program for free. We've never charged a dime for the transportation, for the meals, for the travel and the competitions, and so much more. So you become a member of our gym, just like we would become a member of an exercise, a fitness facility. You fill out the application, you give us consent to transport your youth member if you rely on that transportation and take part in some of the mentor sessions or the weightlifting if it's for you. But there's no charge, so it's free. If you're in the city limits, we can try to provide that transportation, which is crucial for so many people. If you live in the county, we can't promise that transportation, but you can still be a part of our program.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's open to anybody. It's just, it's more difficult to get transportation the further out you are.
Out in the county, yeah. Okay. We have 3 vehicles, 3 drivers, and like I said, we're community funded. We need crucial support to operate daily, weekly, monthly, and give that consistency that the kids need, you know, to give them something safe after school.
I know so many people of our listeners have heard of Lift for Life, but I know probably a couple have a question, because I had to think twice and go, wait, Lift for Life gym, wait, isn't there a Lift for Life Academy? And then all of a sudden I'm like, are they the same thing? What is that relationship, and what are the differences?
Yeah, for sure. There always needs to be clarity there. Lift for Life gym started first, and then 10 years later, Lift for Life Academy started inside of our gym in the location that we're at up on Cass Avenue. And it rapidly grew into the first charter school in the city of St. Louis. It's located down in Soulard, and they serve youth from kindergarten all the way through high school now. We have probably close to 100 kids from that school that are members of our gym. But there are other school partnerships that we have. And like I said, we pick up kids all over the entire city of St. Louis. So no matter where they reside in the city limits, they can become a member of our gym. But we are an after-school training center for inner city youth that operate 2:30 to 6:30 in the crucial hours, you know, when you want to get kids off the street.
And then the MicroFest is funding just the Lift for Life
gym. Correct. We are separate organizations. We are a 501c3 nonprofit after-school training center, and they are a private charter school. Yes.
You can donate directly to Lift for Life. It is liftforlifegym.org if you want to go to the website and do that. But again, tomorrow, might as well enjoy some beverages and some great food by going to the MicroFest. The St. Louis MicroFest happens again at the Rhone Festival Grounds, 2107 Chodo Avenue, and the website for that. You could find it. You can find the event at liftforlife.org. Or go straight to stlmicrofest.org and get tickets for tomorrow. Again, it's going to be a beautiful day. We know there's a lot going on in St. Louis this weekend, but this is one of those that you might want to stop by.
That's
for
right.
Sure.
Grab your crew and come on out for a great cause.
Joe Miller, the executive director for Lift for Life, we appreciate you coming in. Thank you so much, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Have fun. It's going to be hectic for you because you're running the damn thing, but it'll be fun.
Appreciate it. Love to have you guys out, too.